Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you're able to join us today, and we hope that today's program informs you and inspires you and blesses our Lord. I am Hans, and I am seated next to my very own Valentine.
You're Valentine who can't see words on the paper this morning, so I am donning my glasses that the kids do not like.
Yes.
But these are my good...
You know it's real when you have a couple of reading glasses.
I know.
Not just the one that you keep for emergencies, but
okay.
Multiple.
So
and a chain maybe in the future.
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping for my Valentine's Day gift. I need a chain now. So when I'm in the kitchen and I'm trying to read the back of the box, I'm looking for my glasses and I need them right around, hanging around my neck. I'm at that stage. I admit it. I'm there. Speaking of Valentine's Day, And I already told you, so you should have this ready.
Yeah, you did tell me.
So what am I getting this year?
Another year of my immeasurable love.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
How's that?
That's really good.
It may be a box of chocolate.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Well, so you know, they say not to talk about the day and time and weather because these are podcasted, but I don't care. This week, we are focused on love and we are focused on heart. So tell us what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, because we are on the eve, not literally the eve, but week before Valentine's, we are talking about your heart and the state of your heart. How strong is your heart? Is it open? And do you know your physical and spiritual condition of your heart?
Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot. As always, we're going to turn to God's word. And we're going to see, and this absolutely will frame our discussion for today. First, I'm sorry. Thank you for pointing that out. We're going to thank Senior Provisions. In fact, I forgot to thank them last week.
I'm sure you did.
Okay, so Senior Provisions, faith-based, family-owned, senior care placement agency. We come alongside families. We help navigate you through all kinds of senior care options. So no matter what level of care your loved one needs, we have an advisor who can advise you with great providers and help you find assisted living, memory care. And this is the best part, and this is your Valentine gift from us. It is no cost to you. So thank you, Senior Provisions, for being our sponsor. You can find out more information at seniorprovisions.com. And our client care coordinator, who loves to take calls from families who have senior care questions, is waiting for your call. You can always call her at 888-979-8783. Thank you, Laura, for taking those calls. Okay, so God's Word.
God's Word, Philippians 4:7. Is a great one to introduce this. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Ooh, I like that. I like that one a lot. It's really close to our foundational scripture of Philippians 4:19. I think anything in Philippians 4 is really, really good. But I love this guarding your heart. So we're gonna talk more about that later on, guarding your minds. So first, physical condition of your heart.
Indeed.
Coming off of a great celebration with a young lady at our church who has recently had some heart complications, and sitting in Sunday school class, didn't really realize the number, but the percentage of survival rate for what happened to her was 90% don't survive.
Yes.
So we literally went and visited her last week. And we're looking at, and I knew it's looking at her that she was a miracle sitting in front of us. But it just makes you understand how precious and vital our hearts, our physical flesh hearts are to our bodies, our minds, our life. So we definitely want to kind of talk about that. And I always have to say, anytime we talk about brain health or diabetes or anything, we are not doctors. We are not nurses. We play.
No, nor do we play one on TV
radio. We don't, but we know some great doctors. We know some great heart doctors. We know some great heart programs out there at the local hospital. So just want to make that little disclaimer. We are by no means giving medical instruction or information.
I think you've disclaimed this enough.
Okay. Okay, so physical condition of the heart. So what are some of the main things so that you can kind of get up in the morning, feet hit the ground, and you're off running?
Well, we're talking about first what you take in. So let's talk about it that way. So your dietary health is very important. And, you know, everyone knows the key components. We're talking about fiber. We're talking about hydration. We're talking about those things that improve your circulatory system.
Kale.
Yeah, sure.
Kale.
Sure, for some people. They can ingest it.
Yes, everyone knows in my family.
Place it in their mouth and chew on it.
Christian's gagging over here. Okay, you just earned yourself a kale smoothie to the next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you take in.
Yes.
That fiber is so key. Keep all the little tubes and arteries and veins.
Yeah, they're not tubes. They're arteries and veins. We can get a little bit more medically accurate than tubes.
So, yes, absolutely. What you're eating is definitely fueling your body. And then to that regard, knowing your numbers, knowing your blood pressure numbers, knowing your
blood sugar number,
your cholesterol number, your resting heart rate, all of those numbers. If you are listening and you don't know your numbers, go see your doctor. You need to know where you're at. And, you know, my last name is Henschel, and I come from a long line of Henschels that don't really care about their numbers, that don't want to know the numbers.
No, we prefer to keep our head in the sand.
Yes, exactly. So don't be a Henschel and go get your numbers. And that's a great way to kind of know the state of your heart. And then, of course.
Yes, the E word, exercise.
E-word.
I mean, some of this, you know, we all know, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to state it again, and we all need to hear it several times. Exercise, of course, is a key part of keeping your heart healthy.
Well, and I think we've kind of started off this year really strong. Now, we're fading fast.
Yes, that was a past tense verb, started.
We started strong, and we decided, as we're working on some certifications in Christian counseling, to marry that with some exercise.
Mm. And it's a phenomenal idea for someone, but
to me it made sense in my head until I couldn't catch my breath and I'm trying to walk on the treadmill and pay attention to
the
pastor.
And all you could hear was your pulse and your eardrum pounding away.
But nonetheless, we've got to get back to our walking, and the exercise is great. It's great for your mind. It's great for your heart. And then,
well, and I've got to say this too. I'm not a big exerciser, but if you put a ball and some fellowship together, I will outplay, outwork anything that I could do by myself on a treadmill, on a elliptical, on a bike. That's my wheelhouse for enjoying and doing exercise. And so you got to find that thing that, you know, gets you out there and keeps you motivated to do it continually.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, you're eating right, you know your numbers, you're working on your numbers, you're exercising. We cannot overstate
yes.
reducing stress. And there is all of these things that we were talking about help reduce stress, but you also have to look at your life. You have to look at your work-life balance, your time with the Lord, and how much time you're taking in prayer.
Your thought life,
and your sleeping.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this. We led a great series. I'm trying to think of how it fell in the calendar, but it started sometime in September, October, and we ended right before Thanksgiving. And it was a Bible study focused on gratitude. And it's just amazing how your biology is tuned by your Creator to embrace and be refreshed and renewed by gratitude.
The negative hormones that can race through your body when you're stressed out are not good for your heart or your brain or any part of your body.
Right.
And since we're kind of focused on love this week.
We're kind of. Ish.
Love, and expressing love. And Christian, we're talking to you right now.
Uh-oh. Christian's on the spotlight dance.
Yes. Our producer.
Without a mic.
Our producer's young, and he's so handsome, and he's got a great spirit. And love, and I was just saying, love makes the world go round. It really does. God gives us such instruction when it comes to love. And I think he's going to leave the room. But is that we are
notice
called.
Notice she didn't just say, he's got a great personality.
Yeah, I did. but love is powerful. And having someone to share your life with, having friends, having coworkers like us that make you laugh and blush.
And serving others. Having your thought life be much less about you and more about what you're doing for your kingdom and your fellow man and woman.
So here's the bottom line. We're going to wrap up this part about the physical health. When you have a strong heart, you're happier, you're healthier, you're able to serve, and you're really able to walk in God's will for you. So I love that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the spiritual condition of your heart when we come back. We've been talking about heart health, and, you know, we love to talk about making the most of your days. And if you have any questions about planning, call us at 888-979-8783.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back to The Harvest. Full disclaimer, that was not my selection for heart health and a season of Valentine's. I had many other more tasteful, more...
Okay, it was my better, pick, and it's awesome, and it's making me
and
dance.
It has Kiki, someone named Kiki in it.
Yeah, Kiki. Elton John and Kiki. It's awesome. My mom will love it.
Yes. Yes. So today, we are talking about heart health. And we kind of, in the beginning of the show, talked about the biology of our heart, our physical organ. And now we are going to talk about how God has defined our heart and its capabilities and aspects so that we better understand how God sees us.
I love that. Tells us in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And this is a particular scripture that I have shared with my children over and over again to guard their heart. Mm-hmm. And there's good cause.
Well, and you know, we're going to get into more of mm-hmm. God's word, but you know, there are tons of scriptures that speak about the connection of your heart to your mind, to your mouth. There are innumerable aspects of a heart that translate into other things in our body and how we communicate.
I love that. And you mentioned your mind. And our first scripture, Philippians 4:7, says, guard your heart and your mind. There is a lot of connection between what we think and our heart. Mm-hmm. And I mean, unfortunately, sometimes our heart overrides our thinking.
Definitely.
Yep, absolutely. So we have to be cautious about that. Here's a great example. if you, you know, hate something, a particular, you know, animal or place, it absolutely will then shade all of your thinking. It totally frames the context of which you're perceiving that. So if you hate something with your heart, suddenly there's nothing, you're closed up, there's nothing that can enter into it, mm-hmm. Because you have set your mind against something. Mm-hmm. And so it's a big connection between mind and our heart that God talks about in his scriptures. Another.
Well, yeah, go ahead. And your conscience is definitely another component of your heart. And, you know, again, we got to get out of the biology part of this and talk about the spiritual part and what God has to say about our heart. But our heart is a big shaper of, or can be shaped. It's reciprocal mm-hmm. on our conscience.
Absolutely. The Bible tells us about it. You know, that it convicts our heart, that God's word convicts our heart, that the Holy Spirit will, you know, allow shame to come to our heart when we are outside of God's will, when we are sinning, all of those things. So there's a big connection between our conscience and our heart. So our mind and our conscience. And I'll take this one.
Yeah, please take this one.
There's a huge connection between our heart and emotions. I feel this way. I feel this way. Or, you know, and so anytime you use that as logic or rationalization, you got to kind of check yourself because our feelings can change.
I agree perfectly with that statement.
You're not going to argue with that at all.
No.
Well, here's another one that you may not necessarily connect with your heart, but that God speaks to, and that's our will.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that can be a simple. I'm always referencing, you know, things with our kids. You know, if their heart is not in their math homework, guess what's not getting done?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's the teacher's will command to complete the homework and prepare for the test, and if their heart's not in it, they're not acting.
Right.
So our heart can determine our actions by greatly.
Well, and you know, I just love the phrases that work in from God's word into our kind of nomenclature, and you know, put your heart into it is a really direct way of expressing will.
Did you say nomenclature?
I did.
Nomenclature.
Oh my.
So is that what
colloquialisms?
Is that?
Lexicon.
If you're joining our podcast for one of the first times, you're going to hear a lot. Your vocabulary is going to grow exponentially.
Oh, see, for some reason, vocabulary means it's more than two or three syllables. And then all of a sudden, oh, wow, that's a notable piece of vocabulary.
Well, not everyone knows what nomenclature means, but that's good. That's good. I don't want to take away from your point that. So we're talking about the heart. We're talking about what comes with the heart, what's connected with the heart. And that is, again, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, our conscience, what's convicting our hearts, and really our will to act.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking a little bit about the function of the heart that God's describing. I mean, we know we've talked about the function of our physical heart and how important it is, because the moment you don't have good function, you know it. Mm-hmm. You're kind of stopped in your tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about the function of the heart, you know, we connected a lot with our brain and our heart, but it really is a connection to God. It's our way of being able to hear him, take instruction from the Holy Spirit. And I'm talking as a believer now,
mm-hmm.
but he has gifted every man on this earth and woman with a heart, the heart that he describes.
In his image.
And in his image as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes hearts are hardened, though. And so, you know, you may be listening and you may be going, what in the world are they talking about? I thought we were talking about how to have a healthier heart. Well, mm-hmm. we are.
Yeah.
We are, absolutely, because our time on this earth is short. We've been reading through the Old Testament. And those folks lived a long time. We were talking about Abraham being 75 and having his
being
first,
told he would have many children, countless children as
yeah.
the stars.
I mean, I'm hoping to get to 75, but I will not be having children at 75. But so our time is short. And so if you're listening and you're kind of trying to figure out what are they talking about guarding your heart and your mind? I'm going to point you to Romans 10:9. And Romans 10:9 is written by Paul in the book of Romans. And Paul's kind of walking everyone through that are sitting there listening to him with hardened hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they know who God is. They think they understand the law. They think they know how to get to heaven. But he starts talking about this kind of abstract other way. And that way is through Christ Jesus. And he says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, confessing with your mouth is an actual thing. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe he died on the cross and that he died to save me and reconcile me to God. But I got to believe it in this heart of mine, not my physical heart, but I have to believe it in the core of who I am, which means I know I've got my conscience convicting me that I'm not right with God, that I can't think through this. My mind is not wrapping around this. I am feeling a lot of different things, but I need to act. I need to confess with my mouth, mm-hmm. and then I need to believe in my heart. And it's a simple thing. And it's, you know, everyone says, you know, I never had kind of that magic moment where, you know, I didn't have my road to Damascus
right.
moment. It sometimes isn't a big flash of lightning. Sometimes it's a simple thing of, and as believers too, daily recommitting ourselves. That's the way to strengthen your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Open your stone heart to respond to the love of Jesus. And our heart is a gateway. We can receive the gospel and God's spirit and be born again. And what a beautiful thing that God's gifted us with.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to encourage you, if you're listening today and you thought, hey, this is going to be a great podcast, I want to listen how to get a healthier heart. That's the best thing we could have given you today, that little nugget.
Amen. Amen. Well, and I think too, as a component of this, you know, we've purposely stayed away from the terms like faith and spirit and soul, because we wanted to focus on these components that are much more tangible, I think, for people nowadays. And there's, like I said, a myriad of of scriptures to go to when it talks about this. But I think, you know, when we couple faith and will together, there is nothing from God, empowered by God, that we can't do.
I love that. I love that. And it goes back to the peace of God that you talked about earlier, the Philippians 4:7, the peace mm-hmm. of God, which surpasses all understanding. So it goes beyond what we can even understand. It says in Isaiah 53, my thoughts are higher than yours. My ways are better than yours. I'm paraphrasing there, but but there is a peace that we can't get from this world, we can't get from each other, we can't get from any app on the phone. There's a peace that can dwell within us, deep inside us, in our hearts. And that peace, though, you know, as believers, we're not going to have perfect lives. We're going to have storms, we're going to have suffering and challenges and afflictions. But that peace is what's going to guard our heart and our minds, and only in Christ Jesus. Well, I've love this show. Wish we had a whole nother half hour to talk more about this, and we're gonna wrap it up. So just to recap a little bit, and you know, physical health.
So we're not gonna talk about Christian anymore and Valentine's. Christian on break was asking us to hand him a microphone. Of course, we're on one side of the table with the microphones, and he's on the other. So all we had to say is, So we're not going to talk about his social media account where you can come.
No. We're going to wrap
Christian
this up.
Shooting daggers.
We're going to wrap this up with our strong Philippians 4:19,
yes,
that my God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. We're here to help you if you have any senior care needs. Check us out at seniorprovisions.com, or you can call us anytime at 888-979-8783. Come back and join us next week. God bless you and have a great week.
can unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you can unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. Rocket.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.